non-physical knowing within you, but you are devouring, you are participating in the leading edge, the most sophisticated, finely tuned deciphering of vibration anywhere here. So if you can begin to think in terms of there being no separation, in other words, you don't have to be physical and cut off from non-physical, nor do you have to be non-physical and cut off from physical. In the best, have you ever heard the expression, it's the best of all worlds? Well, it's the best of all worlds. Getting tuned in to source and then exploring this leading edge time-space reality, that's as good as it gets, you see. Mm. Your perspectives of what is non-physical will be interpreted from your vibrational stance, just as your perspective of what is physical. Our first question today, our friend asked about meaning and how different people are perceiving different things. You could be walking down the same street in the same city with someone walking just a few steps ahead of you or behind you, and you could be having two entirely different experiences based upon your varied vibrational frequency and your varied point of attraction.
Right.
So non-physical is not a faceless dark place where there is not light or form because there are not eyes to decipher. Do you see in your dreams?
Mm-hmm.
Of course you do, but your eyes aren't open. You aren't using your optic nerves to translate. You are knowing, and you are translating that knowing into something that is visual and meaningful. And so as we attempt to describe what it's like to be non-physically focused in a physical format, no matter how many words we try to find to explain, the perspective that humans hold about it is what makes the difference about the way they see it. And as you said, your husband was raised in the Catholic religion, and so they have very specific stories that they tell that were conjured from someplace. Everybody's got a different story that they tell about everything, you see. We just want the story that you tell about non-physical to include things like it's a place of pure positive energy, and it's an environment where there is no sensation of lack. It's a place where the sensation of what you would describe as liquid love is pouring through everything. It's a place or a non-place. It's an experience of unlimited possibilities. It is a place that feels like eagerness and love and joy and interest, you see. And you cannot separate what's going on here that Source sees from what Source is, because Source is that which exists and is participating in that which is here, and you just can't separate one from the other. And when humans try to separate themselves from it or it from themselves, then they live a scanty version of who they really are. That's why we try to give you a complete story about how you are source energy and you express a part of that here and you have exposure to contrast, which draws from you unique new perspectives, which the source within you goes to immediately. And then law of attraction surrounds that new consciousness with all that is necessary for the complete fulfillment of that. And the non-physical source part of you lives that fully and celebrates in the creation of it long before you allow it to catch up into your physical manifestation. And if you ride that river of interest, then you are in that place always of feeling good. And then when the manifestation does show up, and it always does, you feel the fullness of your participation in it, you see.
Right. The excitement. Yeah. So I guess that's what I want him to understand. Like,
well, we want him to, too. But you're knowing it and explaining it to him, and even if you force feed this recording to him,
he's not going to get it.
And there isn't anything wrong with his perspective. In other words, the only thing that is going wrong here is that his perspective doesn't serve you, and so you're bothered that he's got a perspective that doesn't serve you, and so now your perspective is messed up because you're worried about his perspective. That's really the only imbalance here. There is not anything wrong with his interpretation of what is non-physical.
I just see him afraid of dying, where I'm not.
Well, you know, most everybody is uncomfortable about what feels like unknown. And that's really the most important part of your question, because your feeling of well-being and security comes on stronger and stronger as you deliberately choose more thoughts that match you up with who you are. And so you, when you see anyone you love deliberately choosing thoughts that don't match them up with who they are, then you worry about them, but then you're choosing thoughts that aren't matching you up with who you are. So you're saying, hey, he does this thing that doesn't let him be.